I'm dealing with a level here that you have to listen very carefully. If you're a Christian, you're born of God's Spirit, you can keep up with it. But the church has been so far behind in walking in the closeness of God. God said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. It's not that the people didn't want to walk close to God. They just, how can I say this, Lord? They just didn't know how. And it wasn't their fault. It's our fault on the pulpit. And so there's a lot of solution and a lot of answers God has given to us in his word. And God is not a man that he should lie. If he said he'll make it good. And so I believe we should be seeing more results from this mighty God we talk about. You know what I'm saying? And it takes some cutting. It takes some changing. It takes some work on your heart. Work on your mind. Work on your willingness, your obedience. How bad do you want it? You know, you sing that song, how bad do you want it? And so I just want to say this to you because apostolically, I'm going to make some decrees this morning and declarations over your life, and you're going to have to be ready to receive at another level. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
And I always knew I wasn't going to stay in the same place. When I got saved, I'm reading about this magnificent God. Now look at Moses' life. Look at Moses. What Moses? Look at Moses, Joshua, and then they told me it's the same God. And so, the rivers have to run over the religion. The river's gonna drown the religious out because the religion fight to hold their own spot. And number one person supposed to be glorified is God. And so, Heavenly Father, quicken our spirit and our mind that we could understand what you're saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Jesus' name. Now, for those of you watching by internet, and those of you for the first time, I have now money coming. I have to drill now. And this is a part of the apostolic prophetic word God gave, money coming. When it first came in existence in the 90s, people would come to the altar all during the service, just landed on the altar. And it has something to do with your heart. It has something to do with your heart. It has something to do with your heart. It's connected to your hand. Your hand connected to your mind. And that's where this breakthrough will not come by telling you how much to bring. No, the Lord tell you what to do. And so this does not disturb me at all because it's part of, you know, one minister said, well, I get kind of disturbed. Well, you just go on and get disturbed. You just don't know what's going on. People are giving from a free heart. And it's something about that. There's a breakthrough in that you can't get no other way. There's a breakthrough there. Nobody read no offering. Nobody read no scriptures to you. Nobody said nothing. You just led by the Spirit. Praise God. Foundational wise, so important, 2 Peter, so important to know what your makeup is in order to venture into spiritual matters or into realms of the spirit. You have to know you're qualified. You have to know that you have been born into the family of spirits. Are you hearing me? You're born, and make a note of that, that you're born into a spiritual family that deals with spiritual matters. So important. You heard that? We're born in a spiritual family that deal with spiritual matters that the Holy Spirit will cause to manifest, or the Holy Spirit will demonstrate through those who yield by faith and know how to grasp what's going on by faith. I want to read scriptures to, if there's no such word, to foundationalize the master class of the supernatural. And I want to name it this morning the Holy Spirit master class of the supernatural. Get that down, the Holy Spirit. Because we definitely, in this territory, you really need him. He knows all the executive business of the kingdom of heaven, everything. And he can explain every miracle, every sign, every wonder, every possibility that come out of impossibility, the Holy Spirit, every divine healing, every supernatural healing that comes in people's lives and their bodies, and nobody can explain it, but the Holy Spirit can. Yes, the Holy Spirit can explain everything. Yes. Hallelujah. He could explain why that little Mickey Mouse problem you letting look like it's a go lie. Ain't nothing but Mickey Mouse. See, but the Holy Spirit. Everybody say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Now he is very gentle. Catherine Kuhlman had a way of talking to him when she was managing. She said, I don't want to alarm you. I want you to stay here with me. And she had mighty meat, didn't she? I mean, if anybody know about her. So in 2 Peter, let's pick up our divine nature, that we have a right to see the invisible. We have a right to do the impossible. But you have to know that when you were birthed or born in the spirit and of the spirit, he was placed in the category of living in the spirit world. Now, I'm just going to read this briefly because I want you to catch it and glimpse of this again. 2 Peter chapter 1, the apostle Peter. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them, first verse, that have attained, underlined, lack precious faith. They're going to be very important. Lack precious faith. With us through the righteousness of God. And I could underline a whole lot of things, right? And our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. So you got to have knowledge, right? And of our Lord Jesus, and of Jesus our Lord. Now, I'm in verse 3. Who in verse 3 with me? Okay, because you got to pay close attention here. Now, this is not an expressway here. You got to pull to the side sometime in these verses to understand. According to his divine power, underline divine power. Divine power means that it's a power beyond power. Everybody say divine power. See, we've got to understand we're dealing with spiritual matter. We're dealing with the supernatural. We're dealing with the spirit of God. We're dealing with a realm where God resides. When you talk about divine power, God is a divine being. And he has a power beyond any natural power. All right, you got me? According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through that is again, through the knowledge of him. See, knowledge is so important. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. You see that? Now, verse 4 is very important. Whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. And they are divine too. That by these, see, the promises have something to do with the partaking. Y'all follow me? See, you have to understand the promise before you can partake. You see, that by these, you might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, that divine nature is so important because it puts you in a spiritual family, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, go with me to Ephesians again. Ephesians, I can't get away from that verse. Because it gives us such a insight on how spiritual things work. We're in the master class of the supernatural. Now, the supernatural, for a definition along the line we're going, the supernatural has the ability of changing spiritual matter into manifestation and demonstration. The supernatural has the ability to change spiritual matter, which are invisible, untouchable in the natural. Anybody outside of the family of God can't go there, including Satan. So the supernatural, you know, you got the natural, you got the supernatural. But the supernatural, we talk about supernatural, you're talking about things that pertain to spiritual matters. That can be taken by the Holy Spirit, locking with your spirit, and transfer it into a manifestation. That which was invisible, like healing, become visible. Like if you depress, the Holy Spirit can turn your depression into deliverance. Wow, man, you heard that? He can do it. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor he can do it. Yes. Your deliverance in spiritual matter comes from the hands of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to find out he's on another frequency. And if you're on the wrong frequency, when he gives you direction, or sometime in the night watch, the scripture says he gives you seal instruction for nobody else to know but you. You're not to tell nobody about it. It's sealed. The reason he sealed it is nobody else's business. And not only sealed, but oh my God. And not only sealed, but it's certified. You have the sign for it. Are you hearing me? Sealed and certified instruction about spiritual matters that your business is nobody else's business. So here in Ephesians 1:3, this verse is a powerhouse verse, but it's not powerhouse if you don't know how to operate in spiritual matter and how to go into supernatural and how to rightfully receive your inheritance that already been paid for in the finished work of Christ. Everybody know what the finished work of Christ is? He died on the cross, and he was buried, and the third day he rose. We ain't in the cradle now, we're in the grave. Okay? And we're sitting on the throne, rather. We came out of the grave. Now, here in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, read it. Blessed be the God all right, start at who and read it again. Who has what? Now, spiritual blessing. Say it, spiritual blessing. So spiritual blessing means that it's in the realm of the spirit, and it includes spiritual matters. Okay? Spiritual blessings, many times, they are invisible. Somebody has to have faith. Somebody has to hear God. Somebody has to believe. And then the transfer can be made. Spiritual blessing. Notice what they are now. In heavenly places. Notice what they are. In Christ Jesus. They're spiritual blessing. In heavenly places. Come on. Spiritual blessing. In heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Think about that. Think about that. That's why you have not been having many of it. It's not just on outward confession or reading the scripture. These things in the realm of the spirit. They're spiritual blessing in heavenly places in him. And you're not going to get it out by just religion. Because all spiritual matters has to be revealed. Go to John 16 now. John 16. And then we'll start giving you some things out of this class and decreeing some things. And I'm telling you, your life gonna change. The only way your life do not change, you don't want to change. That's the only way you're gonna stay in the same spot you've been the last 20 years is that you want to stay there. If you're ready to leap, if you're ready to be a gladiator in faith with fierce force to take back what the devil has stolen from you, you can move out today. If you're ready to receive revelation that can change your situation, it will happen today. I say it will happen today. John chapter 16. Now, what we're about to read now is how the Holy Spirit can bring it. I say, you know, sometimes how the Holy Spirit can bring it. I mean, he can bring spiritual matter. The Holy Spirit is a master in the spirit world because it's his world. And boy, I tell you, you go to talking about him, you talking about an anointing. I feel an anointing up here. You go to talk about the Holy Spirit, with honoring the Holy Spirit. He's been left out so long, you know. And he can bring it. So what I showed you is that you're born of the Spirit. Your spiritual matters belong to you, but they have to be drawn by faith and revelation. And here in John 16:13 now, I'll set you up, because Jesus is at this moment talking about something that was going to happen. We're not talking about what's going to happen anymore. This has happened. Okay, so whatever he said that the Holy Spirit could do at that time, the Holy Spirit is doing it now. All right, look at the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. I see two things there. I see that in order to operate in the supernatural, you have to have truth, and you have to have the Holy Spirit speaking. Matter of fact, you have to have the Holy Spirit hearing something, speaking something, and showing you something. All right? Then he said in the 14th verse, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. And then the 15th verse, you with me at the 15th verse? And he says, all things that the Father, what? All things that the Father hath of mine, therefore saith I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you, because it's yours too. So the supernatural is a spiritual matter that has to be manifested or demonstrated. Got that? See, it's not just on the surface. It's not on the surface. You have to be a student. You have to learn your rights in Christ and operate in faith. Jesus was a man. Jesus was a man. Jesus was a man led by the Spirit for us. And he was, in his journey down here, the master of the supernatural. That's why you're seeing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or you're seeing him displaying what his Father told him to do. Father told the church the same thing. Manifest. Demonstrate. Let God work miracles through your hand. Amen. Amen. Now, to do this, turn your Bible to Romans chapter 1. To do this, the Holy Spirit, I would say apostolically and prophetically, give me some decrees and things that will speed this up in your life. We're already behind. You will have to learn. Not just talk about it now. You got to learn this. You're going to have to receive this. You're going to operate in this. In Romans 1, you've heard this over and over again, but the time has come now. The time for looking at it has expired. Yeah, the time for looking at it and worshiping and saying, worshiping, wishing you had it. In verse 17, in order to receive from the Holy Spirit master class of the supernatural, you're going to have to be living totally by faith. No, you can't go in there no other way. You can't go in there, you know, you got to be a faith life. And so here we have Paul telling us in the 17th verse, there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. See that? From faith to faith, always faith, as it is written, the just or the righteous shall live by faith. You got to live totally by faith. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk or we live by faith and not by sight. See, walk is a lifestyle. So we lifestyle by faith and not by our senses. See, so your faith can't be an event that, you know, you use when you go to church. Your faith got to be a lifestyle when Satan is growling in your face and nobody else around you but you and Satan. You got to stand up by faith and say, no, you don't. Not yet, you don't. You have to trust God, see? And it is proven now, faith, let me look at something else. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. I want to look at something else here, because I believe I could explain faith better if I can get there. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and wait for me a minute. Hallelujah. I'm gonna have 2 points working now. I got you on hold, living totally by faith. I'm going to another point. I want you to write it down because I want to slap the two together and it's gonna give you a better understanding. You got me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Another point. The first point is living totally by faith. All right. And I give you some insight. I told you Romans 1:17, 2 Corinthians 5:7. There's another scripture I'm gonna go in, living totally by faith, but to make it clearer to you, I want you to know that it has been announced on you by God that you have the ability to look at things you can't see. What an opening, boy. That's an opening there, isn't it? See, so actually the point is looking at things that are not seen. Looking at things that are not seen. See, if faith does that. Faith does that. Now go back. No, before we go to Corinthians, go back to Hebrews 11:1 now. Because I want you're living totally by faith, and in living by faith, you have the ability to look at things you can't see and see it. Because you're looking, you listening? You're looking from a different dimension. You're not looking from your senses, you're looking from your spirit. You're going to have to learn to look at problems from your spirit. Situation from your spirit. Because if you look from the spirit, guess what's standing behind it? Your answer. Every problem, every wall, every mountain, your answer right behind it, you got to see through it with the eyes of faith. In the spirit. Now faith is the substance. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I want you to see this part. The evidence of things not seen. That means you're able to see some things you can't see. But by your believing and receiving and trusting, you have it before it manifests. And you hold on to it by faith until it manifests or demonstrated in your life. Keep seeing it. Look through your imagination. So in seeing this, looking at things that are not seen, you need not be troubled anymore what you see. When you see something going wrong, is Satan spiritually setting you up in the natural?
See that.
He's spiritually in the dark side, setting you up in the natural, in the dark side. But where there's the Spirit of God is, there is what? Light. Light. Life. Deliverance. Victory. But he sets you up in the dark if you walk by sight. If you walk by your feeling, if you walk by your symptom, he got you right where he wants you. But you got to rise up in faith and say, oh, I see something else. I see the victory. I see deliverance. Now, it's a master class. Now, you can't get the time to be playing around, see. Now you understand 2 Corinthians 4:18. You understand it better now. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:18. Hello. All right, let's roll. I'm tired of these bologna sandwiches. I'm tired of them. Bologna sandwiches and mayonnaise. That's all you got. I'm tired of it. Spiritual. I'm talking about spiritual bologna sandwich, you know. Come to church and get a bologna sandwich and go back in the car. Wasn't that good? Give me another piece. It's time to eat some filet mignon. It's time. What them steaks we grind? It's time to grind up ribeyes and make hamburger meat out of it. I had old Jesse at the planet by my house. Jesse said, "What is this?" I said, "That's ribeye." He said, "I thought you said ribeye for a hamburger." I said, "Yeah, it's a ribeye burger. Ribeye burger. Yeah." And the poor people, when you go to the store to get it, they'd be so nervous. Say, how much you want? You just want to grind it up? Grind it, man. Grind it. He said, he figured too expensive to grind up to make hamburger with. That's his thought. I don't like to shop with them people ain't got no mindset. You shop with them, say, you know how much it's going to be? Ma'am, just do your job. Don't pray for me. Please don't pray for me. Oh, indeed, man. And say, that's why I'm trying to get you to understand life. Life is a blast. Any blessed life must be a blast life. We don't have to be bored and all ugly face and have something over our head. God wants us to come out the closet and declare that Jesus is Lord. Now, I'll say it this way. Jesus is Lord over Darrow, Louisiana, United States of America. I'm with Jesus, me. Now, notice this. I want you to get this because this is part of your makeup. In 2 Corinthians 4, 18, while we look not at the thing what you're seeing, because sometimes they are real troubling. But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now you write this down. You looking at things that are not seen. It's one of the powerful decrees of the supernatural. Living totally by faith. Say it, living totally by faith. Looking at things that are not seen. Now you have to see them by what? Faith. Got it? Come on. You have to see them by faith. Now, faith is the something. See, then the Bible says, look in the sixth verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrew. See? Look in the sixth chapter, the sixth verse. And look at the third voice. What the third voice? Let's look at all the voices. Because it explains it so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. May the Holy Ghost hit your face. Look at the third voice. Through faith we understand, Hebrews 11. Through faith we understand. Understand there, discern, comprehend, and interpret. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching better than y'all listening. Discern. See, the spiritual understanding. It means discern, mean opening up something you can see that a natural man can't see. Eyes have not seen, but you see it. Got it? See, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eyes haven't seen it, but you see it because you have an understanding of discernment, good God Almighty, comprehension, and interpretation in another world. And you have the right to bring that world to this world. I live in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I work from another citizenship. I said I work from another citizenship. You're not going to enjoy it until you get there. You're not going to even enjoy Christ, life, nothing, until you understand that you're an ambassador for Christ and that you're working from another citizenship, that you have a power that overcome this citizenship. If you believe that, you'll never, watch what I'm about to say, you'll never be disappointed another day in your life. You won't let disappointment, you won't even let disappointment in. You say, no, I'm going to change this. This didn't come out like I want to come out, but I'm going to change it, so I'm not going to sit around you in disappointment. I'm going to move out in confidence. You got to learn how to strike back. I feel the glory. So if through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen, see that? So the things which are seen was not made by things that are seen. You see it? See, we're talking about supernatural now. We're talking about the spirit realm. And then in discernment and in the manifestation of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gifts of the Spirit, you perception, you can see, perceive, you can see in the spirit world. You can see whether it's God's spirit, whether it's Jesus' spirit, the Holy Spirit, or demonic spirit, or just a man's spirit. So now Hebrews 11:6 makes more sense to you. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and see, he must believe, see? Why? Why you must believe? Because you can't see it. Unless you believe. And so there your reward going right by you. You can't see it. Your reward is passing right by you. You say, well, I wonder when God's going to show up. God said, I'm already here. See, you get so tied up in having it in your hand, you forgot about it. You can have it in your heart. If you hold it on in your heart long enough, guess what? It'll come in your hand. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all over here ain't saying nothing. Come on. Y'all ain't hearing the mic wagging over there, too? Yeah. See, because if you don't talk to revelation knowledge, it'll quit talking to you. If you let a revelation knowledge just fall on the floor, I'd be talking to people sometime and give them revelation knowledge and just fall on the ground. And if it took me years to learn that, I should shut up. They don't have the capability to receive it. Because if you heard what I said just now, a lot of you all got stuff in your heart. God already have delivered it to you. It's time for you to rejoice. You don't just rejoice when you see something physically, you rejoice when you see it spiritually. You got to know, you got to get to the point and say, I know I have this thing. I got this. God then showed you scripture after scripture after scripture. Now you still wondering when it's going to come? You have the one that's already here. Praise them for it. Praise them for it. Woo. Glory to God. All right. Let's go somewhere here. I need to get my iPad on my desk and put it on the Proverbs 3 in the Messenger Bible. Proverbs 3:5. Because there's another declaration I want to give you about the supernatural here called leaning not on your own understanding. Write that down. Lean it out on your own understanding. That's where the puzzle come in. That's where the jigsaw puzzle and all that come in at, because you're leaning on your own understanding. And I already told you what kind of understanding you're supposed to be leaning on, the understanding of discernment, comprehension, and interpretation in the realm of the spirit. Not your own understanding, not 2 and 2 is 4. We ain't got time for this. But it's another dimension. You just turn to Proverbs 3:5, and I want to read it out there because you can get so easily derailed with your own understanding. You can just so easily, somebody can pull you off the track, even talking the Bible. A lot of people get pulled off the track talking the Bible. Say, look at this voice, girl. Man, if you got the thing in your heart, I don't need to see that voice. That voice probably for you. Here in the Message Bible, Proverbs 3:5, now we're talking about leaning not to your own understanding. Because if you lean on your own understanding, you can't operate in spiritual matters. You can't operate in the supernatural. You're going to be in the natural. You're going to be in the sense realm where Satan can talk you out of it. Now, if you got something in the spirit, Satan can't talk you out of it. Why? He can't come to that level. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God is constantly speaking to his children. Every day, every hour, every minute, God is talking to you. What you got to do? Listen and know how to listen. Now watch, I read this out there, Message Bible, that fifth verse. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything. How many times have you missed that? I've missed it many times. See, listen, even when the crook talking, listen for God's voice. You know what God's voice can say? Don't believe that. Yeah. Somebody trying to jam you up, trying to mess you up. And then people got a chance to talk sweet words, but got a knife cutting you all at the same time. You don't have discernment. The person you think for you, really not for you. They are trying to get you under their control. That's why I don't eat everywhere. People feed you, and while they're feeding you, you'll be eating their food. They'll be putting a little poison in the food, telling you, you know, this is not right. You ought to do this. You watch this, watch this. Don't eat from everybody. Don't be running to people's house every Sunday. Go to your own house. The sixth verse said, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. Everything you do, everywhere you go, listen for God's voice. He's the one who will keep you on track. Oh! Come on, man. Everything you do, everywhere you go, listen for God's voice. Lean not on your own understanding. He's going to give you discernment, comprehension, and interpret the situation and show you how to deal with it. And it's a win-win situation every time, because God cannot fail. All right, now I got to make sure you have. You got to live in total by faith, right? Huh? And you have looking at things that are not seen, right? You still here? And you have leaning not on your own understanding. See, you're merging out in the supernatural. Now, here's one that you're going to have to be in the supernatural to understand. Here's one you're going to have to be in the supernatural to understand. Never limiting God in no situation or time. Never limiting God in no situation or time. Now, the children of Israel, God was doing this thing. The children of Israel, God was leading them out of Egypt. He had a man called Moses was the leader, and he prophesied over them. He prophesied to the rock and water come out. He didn't mean, God was just using them. And they start limiting God. When they start limiting God, they start getting sick and everything else. So he got a voice in a 78 song that I want you to live in. And I want you, when you're at your most frightening moment, to say it out loud. I'm not going to limit God. Whoa, listen to what the Holy Ghost said. Sometime the tight spot is made to get you out. Oh, Reverend, I don't know what you're saying here. Oh, Reverend, come on now. Sometime, listen, you hear me, Eli, you hear me? Sometime the tight spot is designed to get you out. Let me say it another way. Sometimes the spider web is the signal of your freedom. I wonder if I'm helping anybody up in here. When it seems like you're caught, your life caught in a spider web, and you can't get out, that's God making you stand still so he can get you out, so you can stop fighting in your own power and strength. He's selling you down. You've done everything you can do. You have spoken the word of God. You have prayed. You have prayed. Be still now and know I'm God. So God wrap you up in a spider web so you can stay still long enough for him to get you out. I wish somebody was hearing me up in here. Because God dealing with some situation in here that we've been going through. Do you think God left you and thank God? No, he said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. No, sometimes he puts you in a spot. He wants you to stop in that spot because you're not going no further until you get delivered. You're not going, oh, what he said, you're not going in next year with this. We're going to get rid of this year. The things that seemed like was pressing against you in this year and seemed like it was holding you back, God got you on steel because he's going to get rid of it before the end of December. It's going to be gone. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we must look at the 41st verse. You may be seated. 41st verse. Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limit the Holy One of Israel. Now, class. Look up here. What is the life lesson? What is the reality in this voice now? What is the life lesson in this voice? What is the life lesson? Never turn back and never limit God. See, when you read a voice, you got to get the life lesson out of it. You got to get the reality out of it. Never turn back and never limit God. Why? Because God never fails. If he said it, he'll make it good. Don't care how long it take. What difference that make? He's doing it right now. Tell your neighbor, he's doing it. Whatever God told you, whatever you saw in the word, whatever God told you in the dream, whatever God promised you, he's doing it right now. Hey! Somebody. Say now, see, don't miss the lesson. What you doing? You're looking at things you can't see. You're talking your faith now. I'm a Louisiana now. That tastes like hot booty on a Friday morning. some of y'all people don't know what I'm talking about. Hot booty on a Friday morning. Don't have to go to work. Whoa, my goodness. Cajun boy talking, you know. I bet your old Jesse will fall out of his seat if you hear that one.
hot boudin on a Friday morning. He, no, he's going to use it the next time he get a preaching engagement. He always preaching. I'm trying to slow him down. He go too much. All right. So now from this day forward, you're not going to limit God in no situation. Huh? Now get this. I want you to get this because it's time to get this. If you've heard from God about something, you got the word on it? All the promises of God are what? So why you keep listening to the no? You already got your answer. If God has shown it to you in his word, spoke to your heart, it's a wrap. Go for it. Satan and your most dear friend can become your worst enemy sometimes if they're not in the spirit. I didn't say in the scripture. Because your dear friend probably in the scripture. But in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I saw some things and I heard some things that I couldn't see naturally. That's what John's trying to explain to us. All right, sit down. I want you to write another note to yourself. I'm going to close in a few minutes. But I went to a 4.5-hour funeral. So y'all, we alive up in here. Jesus, God, when this funeral going to be over, man? 4.5 hours. I ain't getting no dead person that much time, man. Gotta get out of here. 4.5 hours. Then one lady said, you just don't want to hear the words. You just don't want to hear the word. Ma'am, I wasn't hearing no word. It's just going on and on. But they'll never catch me again. I will not go back to that church. So if anybody kin to me die there, I'm going to send them my sentiment. But I ain't going. 4.5 hours, man. I need to leave that alone. Here we go. Living in the realm of possibilities. The supernatural life always lives in the realms of possibilities. In other words, nothing is impossible in your life no more. No. I didn't say visiting the realm of impossibility. I said living in the realm of possibility. When you're in the Holy Spirit master class of the supernatural, he always going to show you possibility. He knows the possibility in every situation. Are y'all listening to me? How many of y'all need some help? Yeah. Well, act like it did. I'm trying to give you something here. Listen, I'm telling you this. I'm decreeing this on your life. That every member of Water Life and all the visitors here, you're going to live in the realm of possibility the rest of your life. Yeah. Everything that is not working is a divine delay. And the divine delay is a lot of time. The divine delay is for this. You about to blow your mind here now. The divine delay, most of the time, is because you haven't asked for enough. God said, "I refuse to be cheapo." Ooh, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. You deserve more than that. You're my child. I paid for you to be blessed. Going out and coming in. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Don't let no one tell you what you can't have. Because they've never been shopping with a real Christian. Your God is bigger than this world. He owns every fracture that manufactures anything. All the silver is his. All the gold. Cattle on a thousand hills. Yes, sir. Who? God. Help me, Lord. My God Almighty. God Almighty. Whoo, man. Whoo, man. Good God Almighty. He's going back to tell you, don't limit me no more. I don't care what your neighbor has. I'm not at your neighbor's house now. I'm at your house. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, which God has prepared. But the Spirit reveal, give you comprehension, give you interpretation, give you understanding. See, religion couldn't hold me no more, and a bunch of y'all couldn't hold. You've been sitting around here too long. Telling me what I can't do and all that stuff. Waiting for everything to happen in heaven. The Father hollering from heaven. Now, boy, do it now. When you get up here, I got everything covered already. But down there, you're in the territory of the enemy. You're going to have to apprentice the corner. You're going to have to operate in faith and take what's right for yours. And dare the devil to put his hand on it. Yeah, Lord, I heard it. God said, tell you, sky is not the limit because he's on the other side of the sky. In other words, you have no limit. Tell the person next to you, you don't have no limit. Tell them the only limit you have, you set it on yourself. Tell them the only limit you have, you set it on yourself. And then tell them, quit that mess. Tell them, hear the apostle today. Glory, glory, glory. I ain't gonna get much further. Glory to God. I hit a spot here. I hit a spot here, boy. Robasayaya. These are things that the Holy Ghost gave me. Turn to Matthew 18. The Holy Ghost. Yeah, you're not gonna find it in the book. A lot of things I preach, you'll find in the book, but you ain't gonna find none of this in the book. Matthew. You got your shouting clothes on? Every Peter, he ready to go, boy. I love it. I
Now listen to somebody about to receive a treasure here. Listen, because I'm about to say something, and I'm saying it as a declaration of decree. Now that we're in the Holy Spirit masterclass of the supernatural. He's loosening everything that had been locked. Healing, deliverance, miracles, job, whatever you need. Houses, land, whatever. He's losing your husband. He's losing your wife. Whoever don't have a husband, want a husband, he's losing him today. And your wife, I holler because I'm going to bust open if I don't do something. Matthew 18 now. Matthew 18. Because scripture's coming alive. Say, scripture's coming alive. Matthew 18. Verse 18. Ha, ha, ha. Verily I say unto you, it ain't loose because you didn't lose it. I've already loosed it. It's not loose. It's not unlocked because you haven't unlocked it. You missed that, didn't you? You missed that? You understand what I said? See, he said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If there are some things you need to loose, loose your promotion. Loose your retirement big enough for you to retire. See, God can make a plant make a mistake. Just for your time of retirement. God can make the school board make a mistake just for the year you retire and go back to the natural the next year. Can he do it? God can make houses go down the week you go looking for a house. You got to think. We got a young man sitting here today. You'll never know who he is, but I'm going to tell you. We got a young man sitting there. I don't want to expose some people. Sitting here today. He's a sore. He sold lump sum at one time. He got a contract for $25,000 a month. He's sitting right out among you. And he ain't been here longer than you've been here. But he's working the principle. Matter of fact, I know three of them in here. Working the principle and living a high life. They're quiet, but they're doing it. See, y'all get a little sad. Y'all get a little sad. Then when I talk about that, you get a little sad. Well, I got to know it's working, man. So tell me the testimony. Tell me. I ain't going to ask you for nothing. Just tell me the testimony. I'm good. Because what I'm doing working too. So you don't have to hide no money from me. You had to hide your money from broke preachers who tell you, I see 10 people bringing $10,000 right now to the Lord. One of y'all got a yellow dress on. Hurry up. You got 65 seconds to get it. Yeah, come. Oh, shit. Hey, Lord, y'all better never get caught up in that foolishness. Sit down. I'm going to close in a minute. Sit down. I'm going to skip and give you one to let you go home on, all right? I'm going to give you one more. Put your finger on one more. Say one more, Reverend. All right. Letting down the net and receiving it full every time. Write this down. Letting down the net. Come on, you have to talk to your girl. Letting down the net and receiving it full every time. This is the master class of the supernatural. When the Holy Spirit is with you, you never come up with an empty net. If you do come up empty, you're not going to see it. Because you saw it full before you put it down. Luke chapter 5. Letting down the net and receiving it full. We got to say this one. Letting down the net and receiving it full every time. Not sometime. Every time. Lord, have mercy. Is it good? You could declare, I'm letting this net down. Activities of your life, baby. We ain't talking about going fishing here. Come on, get a revelation here. You out on the fish pond. I ain't on no fish pond. I'm talking about life itself. Every time I say something, I'm letting the net down. Every time I speak the word of God, I'm expecting divine results. Divine breakthrough. My mouth is my net. The Bible said death and life is in the power of my tongue. I speak life to my life, life to my situation, life to my circumstances. You pray to get up here and sing something hot. I don't want to pray now, I want to sing. Hot, something hot. So this thing can register on somebody's spirit up in here. How the Lord wants you blessed. He wants you free. He wants you on top. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Hey! Listen. Woo! Woo! Let me see. Let not Luke 5. I'm gonna read the two scriptures, then they're gonna sing. Luke 5. My brother Suromania. That boy say he have all the shouting clothes on. I wish everybody else would put the shout. If them clothes too nice to shout in, don't wear them here no more. Wear them to a fashion show somewhere. But get ugly for God. My goodness, glory to God, hallelujah. Whether you know it or not, I preach up here this morning. If you heard, listen to me. I got to tell you myself. I wish I had a pastor like you got. Gonna give you something to live on. You can live here. You can live on this, partner. You can take, look, you don't need all the, how many I get in the morning? Six or five? Five or six of them in the morning? You don't need no more than one. They're all wrapped in abundance. They're all wrapped in victory. They're all wrapped in the supernaturalness of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will help you, child. Jesus said this. Somebody's been toiling. We used to sing the song, Keep On Toiling. I don't sing that song no more, Keep On Toiling. See, there's struggle, strategies, and survival in this system. Most churches are struggling, using worldly strategy, and trying to survive. This church is not. This church is soaring on the wings of the eagle because it operated in God's principle and it operated in holiness, sanctification, and cleanness. Yes, sir, you got some clean women up in here. They got clean men up in here. Living right. I tell you what, if you don't answer for yourself, I'm sure not going to answer for you. I got scared there a minute there. I said, some clean women. Yeah, no. I gotta change my sermon for next week. No, I know y'all all right. I know y'all. Hey! Well, I'm trying to read the scripture. I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
that next week. You got to come back to hear it.